Someone said, the ROAS is much less than what we expected. We need to look into the commerce manager and identify optimization opportunities. And your fingers are already twitching to Google, what the heck is ROAS and commerce manager? In the social media marketing landscape, so many words are casually tossed around. If you're new to it, you might not exactly understand all these terms. In this quick guide, we explain some of the most common social media marketing terms you will often come across. If you have any specific questions, feel free to get in touch with a good digital marketing company in India and get help. Click-through rate, CTR, click-through rate, CTR, is the percentage of people that see your post who click on it. On social media platforms like Facebook, CTR is equal to link clicks post impressions, x100%. For example, if a post has 20 link clicks and 1,000 impressions, the CTR equals 21,000, x100% equals 1%. In layman's terms, if your post gets a lot of impressions, lots of people will see it. If a post has a slow click-through rate, not many people are clicking on the links in the post. Cost per mile, CPM, if you want to get the most visibility for your advertising dollar, cost per mil, CPM, is the metric to watch. CPM is the price an advertiser pays for 1,000 impressions of an ad or type of content across a network. If you're looking to drive huge amounts of exposure, CPM delivers. Attention is the currency that drives impressions, and CPM is a very cost-effective way to get your message in front of users. Cross-channel social media marketing is a strategy that brings a cross-network approach to your social media marketing efforts. If you're working across multiple networks like Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Instagram, brand consistency is key to your success, and failure will be a result of not understanding how each network requires its own unique voice and response. Cross-channel social media marketing is an offshoot of traditional multi-channel marketing, where companies combine one or more traditional marketing channels, such as radio, TV, and the internet, to promote a product or service. Algorithms are a set of predefined rules that aims at solving defined problems. To increase the speed, accuracy, and relevance of social media services, platforms often use an algorithm to determine what content you see in your newsfeed. These algorithms measure a variety of factors such as how frequently and how recently you've interacted with certain posts, how many people have engaged with them, liked or created comments on them, the level of engagement a post receives once it's been seen by the user, did they take any actions, and other factors. Commerce Manager makes it easy to add, manage, and promote your products on Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger. You can set up your own store, sell directly with checkout, or choose the items you want to promote. Commerce Manager helps you create, manage, and deliver a catalog of any size. It also facilitates managing inventory, orders, payouts, and more. With the Commerce Manager, you'll be able to create your catalogs, generate advertisements that are more relevant to your customers, and know what trends are happening in your area. With the data collected from using Commerce Manager, you can focus on growing your business with more visibility into customer interests and buying patterns. Engagement rate tells you how much of an audience that is engaging with your content. It's defined as the number of people who interacted with a piece of content, the total number of people who saw that content. The higher percentage you get for engagement rate, the more effective your work is. If a lot of people interact with your content, it means you're doing something right. For example, on Facebook, a comment is counted as an engagement, and so is a like or a click on a photo in the link. On Twitter, only unique clicks are counted as engagements, and clicking on embedded links doesn't count. Feed on most social media platforms, the feed is a stream of content that you see when you first sign in. The feed is the most commonly used way to see other people's posts and interact with them. It can be found on Facebook, Instagram, Vero, Twitter, and more. Geo-targeting using the location data of your followers or people who have engaged with your page, advertisers can run ad campaigns in specific areas. This is called geo-targeting, and it is one of the most effective ways to increase the relevancy and effectiveness of your social media ads. Geo-targeting allows you to aim ads towards certain geographic regions. For example, if you are planning a marketing campaign in San Francisco, geo-targeting allows you to target those people with a Facebook ad. When targeting, you can focus on those within a mile of your physical address, an infinite distance from your address, countrywide, or some